Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili Ili Honganji. Mu'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'iliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, in memory of Auntie Nancy Kozuki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Daido Baba of Hilo Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Baba.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to this White Way broadcast. I'm Daido Baba, Associate Minister of Honpa Honganji Hilo Betsuin on the Big Island. Today, I'd like to talk about one of the Japanese cultural works or techniques and relate it to the idea of a Nembutsu life. There are many amazing traditional techniques to help maintain the Japanese culture and traditional lifestyle. What I'd like to introduce to you today is Kintsugi. How many of you have ever heard of Kintsugi? King of Kintsugi means gold. Tsugi means to connect or to join. Kintsugi is a kind of Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with lacquer and gold dust. The idea of Kintsugi is very unique and different from the regular European restoration or repair. The European way of restoration is to restore anything to its original condition as much as possible, so you will not be able to find the broken part. For Europeans, the broken or chipped part is the part that they want to be hidden. The broken part is considered to be a negative part. In contrast, Kintsugi doesn't hide the chipped part. It is covered with gold so that people can easily find the former broken part. Without hiding those parts, Kintsugi decorates it to enhance its beauty. The idea of Kintsugi recognizes the broken part and accepts it. In that way, Kintsugi will find the beauty as it is. The chipped part and the gold decoration will create another beautiful life. The Japanese idea doesn't view the broken part negatively. It just recognizes it as it is and finds a way to bring out its beauty. And amazingly, after 50 or 100 years of Kintsugi work, the restoration will be more beautiful. As time passes, it makes them more beautiful. The same thing can be said about our life. Human beings experience failures sometimes. I think everybody makes mistakes and have such experiences. At the time, if you hide that failure, it may become a bigger problem later. By hiding your mistake, even though you may look good outwardly, your inside won't feel good. The feeling of discomfort and uneasiness remains in your heart. You can smooth over a failure temporarily, but one day it will be disclosed. That way of life is not healthy and cannot lead to an enjoyable everyday life. As Kintsugi showed us, it is okay to have mistakes. That failure may bring more beauty or strength to people's life. Many of these experiences make human beings naturally beautiful. They can live as is. It is important to recognize the mistake first and think about how we can better ourselves from the mistake. It is also the same with getting old. I am often told by temple members, "Sensei, I'm getting old," or "I don't want to get old anymore." You may think that getting old is a negative thing. I know, as you get older, you cannot do everything that you did before. It is a sad change and hard to accept. However, when getting old, you can have more experiences which help you realize the importance of things. Outwardly, you may be getting old, but inwardly, you will be enriched more. The Nembutsu way is also like that. Amida Buddha is always embracing our lives with his warm, compassionate mind. Buddha knows our imperfections, so he wants us to see the truth that we create suffering by ourselves. At the same time, our lives are supported by many other lives and associations. Because of that realization, we can show more appreciation to our precious life. Buddha doesn't place any condition for us to walk the Buddhist way. Shinran Shonin shared his teachings with ordinary people such as farmers, fishermen, children, ladies, and elderly people. Before Shinran Shonin's time, Buddhism was only for the rich, highly educated, high-class special people. However, Shinran Shonin confirmed Amida Buddha's wish to equally save all people without discrimination. We do not need to deny ourselves and our faults. Buddha recognizes each of us like the various colors of the flowers in Buddha's land. As Buddhists, we recognize ourselves as we are and accept our uniqueness. Then there would be new values and meaning to each life. As Kintsugi gives new life to a broken bowl or cup. Each time you have difficult time, Buddhist teachings tell us it is okay. As you are at your pace, you can walk your path as only you can. Then, when you respect your life, you in turn can appreciate others and show respect to them. Buddhism is Kintsugi in our life. Buddhism brings meaning into our lives, just as Kintsugi brings new life into broken art. In conclusion, I'd like to read from the writing of the present Gomonshu Kojun Otani, the head minister of the Honganji in Japan. When things do not go the way we want them to, Buddhism calls this suffering. We are unable to avoid certain things we do not like, such as aging, sickness, and death. But we should not judge these things as beneficial or not, plus or minus, good or bad. Rather, we should simply accept and receive them as realities of life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Have a good day.
Thank you, Reverend Baba, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.wiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 22nd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be our resident minister, Reverend Umitani. Don't forget to check our wiliilihonganji website for great deals on our marketplace. New items are being added every week, so check them out. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorokubo, and our speaker, Reverend Daito Baba of Hilo Betsuin. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Reverend Shinji Kawagoe of Papaiko Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.